It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Mayor-elect Eric Adams has made his first big administration announcement. David C. Banks will become chancellor of New York City's public school system. Adams is going to formally introduce Banks later this morning at an event at an elementary school in Crown Heights, the same elementary school that Banks attended as a kid. WNYC's education reporter Jessica Gould will be there, but first she's joining us by Skype to tell us a bit about the new appointee. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
So David Banks will take over from current school's chancellor, Misha Porter, in January. What can you tell us about him?
Banks was born and raised in New York City. And as an educator, he says he was motivated by watching his brother struggle academically as a kid. He says his brother got pigeonholed as a low performer. And he argues that's an experience that's all too common for Black boys. Banks went on to get a law degree and became a teacher. He was then a founding principal of a high school called the Bronx School for Law, Government, and Justice, which actually current schools chancellor Misha Porter also helped found. Then in 2004, he launched the first in what would become a network of schools called the Eagle Academies, which primarily serve boys of color. Banks now leads the foundation that supports the schools, and his brother, by the way, is a former NYPD chief of department who has also been advising the mayor-elect.
Now, the Eagle Academies for Young Men are unique within the public school system. They're a network, as I understand it, of public schools, not charter schools, so they have unionized staff, but they're single-sex and supported by a foundation. Tell us about how they work.
Right. They are public schools, and they try to boost boys' academic achievement by fostering close-knit communities. So each school has houses, kind of like fraternities, where kids eat together and they compete to earn points. There's an emphasis on traditions, on brotherhood and mentorship. They even are encouraged to call each other brother or bro. There's also an effort to insulate these kids from some of the dangers in surrounding neighborhoods. So Banks says by design, the days are long, 8 to 5, because he wanted students to commute with workers going to and from their jobs instead of with other kids. And according to the Eagle Academy Foundation, the graduation rate for Black boys from the Eagle Academies is much higher than the national average, but some of the schools are also considered low performing by state metrics.
What are some of the challenges he will face?
Well, as you well know, we are still in a pandemic, and that's continuing to disrupt schools and threaten safety. Right now, COVID-19 cases are rising rapidly among kids, and quarantines in public schools have spiked. So Banks will have to navigate testing and closure policies as these cases increase. Meanwhile, students are trying to regain the ground they lost during remote learning. A lot of kids have been traumatized by instability and grief, and they're struggling with behavior issues. That's another big challenge. And enrollment in the school system is down. Finally, on that, it remains deeply, deeply segregated. So those are all major challenges he'll have to face. But there's also opportunity. The city is flush with education funds from both the state and federal stimulus dollars. And Banks wrote about this in an op-ed last spring. He said the city should use the funds to reimagine our school system through more relevant curricula and an emphasis on real world issues, you know, like climate change and voting rights.
I'm really curious, what do we know so far about the Adams administration's educational priorities?
He hasn't been crystal clear about many of his priorities, but here's what we do know. We know he's in favor of a remote option for families during the pandemic. And he said he's also open to a vaccine mandate for students. That's both in contrast to Mayor de Blasio. Similar to Mayor de Blasio, he advocates expanding summer school. He also really wants to prioritize support for students with disabilities. So Adams, who says he has dyslexia, has called for a universal dyslexia screening. And then, of course, for all of those hot-button integration policies, here's just some examples of what he said. Adams has said he would increase the number of specialized schools rather than eliminate the controversial test to get in, the SHSAT. He wants to continue gifted and talented programs, although he opposes testing four-year-olds to decide who gets in. And he said he'd, you know, tweak selective admissions for public schools rather than get rid of them. And as a former police officer, he supports school safety agents, which has some activists who want more police-free schools worried. There's also an expectation that he'll be friendlier to charter schools than de Blasio was. Mm-hmm. His transition team includes charter leaders and also alumni from both the Bloomberg and de Blasio administrations.
A lot to digest there with an incoming administration here. WNYC's Jessica Gould for us this morning. We'll be hearing more from you about the Adams administration's first appointee for the school's chancellor position a little bit later. And you can read more about David Banks on Gothamist.com. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.